Now we begin. Okay, we are on Daf Chav Dalet. So we were discussing about Avelus on Shabbos. So we came out yesterday. We said that that Rav Yochanan asked Shmuel, "Is there Avelus on Shabbos? No Avelus for Shabbos." And Shmuel answered him, "Ain't Avelus for Shabbos. There's no Avelus for Shabbos." Seemingly, over the Gemara seems to indicate there's no Avelus for Shabbos at all. The Tosfos points out. Start with the Tosfos. But Tosfos points out, "Mi Rav Yochanan Kiva Mi Shmuel." Rav Yochanan himself did not accept Shmuel's maskana. The Iu Svirulei Dvarim Shabbatzina Noeg. Because Rav Yochanan himself is going to say that on Shabbos Dvarim Shabbatzina are Noeg. As we'll get to, as we'll see at the end of the sugya, at the bottom of the Yomid. So we'll begin with the Gemara now. Yostvi Rabbanan Kameid Rapapa the Ka'amri Mishmei de Shmuel. So the Rabbanan was sitting in front of Rapapa, and they said the following memra in the name of Shmuel. Which was Avel Shashimesh Mitaso Bimei Evlo, an Avel who engages in relations on during his Avelus, is Chayav Misa, the death penalty. So Amalei Rapapa, the ritual points out that the Havamina would be that you get Misa, because, not necessarily because of the act, but because of the attitude. You're not.
He's talking about Shiva right now.
Shiva, yeah. Bimei Evlo would be Shiva. Right, Bimei Evlo. So you chayav misa. So Amalei Rapapa, Rapapa says these Rabbanan. First of all, he didn't say that he's chayav misa. It's just usher. So the question was asked, well, what's the chiddush? We said before that you're not allowed. Well, what do you mean usher? He would say, why would Shmuel say that it's usher? There's no chiddush. Some say that Rapapa is saying that he didn't say this. The din is it's usher. When you're stating that it's chayav misa, it's not true. The din is that it's only usher. And however, if he did hear something, right? Amalei Rapapa usher itmar, which made the Rav Yochanan itmar. No, say the name of Rav Yochanan. If you did hear something in the name of Shmuel, this is what you heard. An Avel who does not let his hair grow or does not rip his clothing, he keeps his hair and keeps his clothing not being ripped, that he's Chayav Misa. Why? The Pasuk says, the Gabi Bnei Aaron says, Rashechem al Tifro'u, Ubigdechem al Tifro'u, you may not cut, you must cut your hair, right? Ubigdeichem lo tefrom, when you may not rent your clothing, velo samusa, when you do not die. So the Gemara makes a diuk, ha'achar shelo par lo shelo pirem, another avel who did not cut his hair or did not rip his clothing, he would be chayav misa. Tosfos points out that that's not pashas b'pasuk. Pashas b'pasuk is talking to them, right? Tosfos says, afagav de pshite de kra, ha'achar porei uporim, that somebody else should let their hair grow and somebody else should rip their clothing, only that they would have chiyuv misa if they violate what they were commanded to do. I mean, they bnei Aaron. It says near the smach v'yamahu. It's only the smach. So according to this, the Rabbanan originally came and said that Shmuel said that if you're mishamish shemita, it should be chiyuv misa. So he says, no, that's not true. It's only an isser. And if you did hear something from the word of Shmuel, it was this other chiddush, which was that an avel who either cuts his hair or does not rent his garments would be chiyuv misa, learning it out from the diak, from the psukim, regarding bnei Aaron. Okay. Amar Rafram bar Papa. Rafam Rapapa says as follows, Tana be'evel Rabasi. It says in Evel Rabasi, Rashi points out, Evel Rabasi is Masechah Smachos. It says in that collection of Raisas of Masechah Smachos, Avel Asul Shamash Mitasu Bimei Evlo. And Avel is prohibited from engaging in relations with his wife during his Yimei Evlo, during his 7 days of Shiva. Umaisa be'echot Shashimash Mitasu. So there was a story of one individual who violated this and was with his wife during Yimei Evlo. Right? Umaisa be'echot Shashimash Mitasu Bimei Evlo. And the pigs came and they, I don't know, chewed off or they bit off his gviya. Rashi says, what's his gviya? Two deos, either kol gufo, they just chewed him up. I'm not sure if this means before or after he died. Right, they chewed him up. And some say they chewed off his aver. One way or another, it was midah, I guess, the second one, that he violated an isser with his aver, so to his, at the end, it was taken from him. Amar Shmuel. Now, I think over here now we're dealing with Shabbos. We're dealing with an Avel on Shabbos. So Amar Shmuel, Pachaz Chova, the Rashi tables of three items is a Chova, meaning these things you must not, you have to not do the Maisa of a Avel on Shabbos, or you have to not look like an Avel on Shabbos for these three things, and Neter Rishus, and Neter are things that you are permitted to do. So Prius Harosh is number one, is Pei. Chazeres krol acharav is the ches, and zekipas hamita chova. These three things, even though you're supposed to do them during the week, on Shabbos, you do not do them when you're an Avel. Number one, you do not cover your hair, your head. You don't do the atifa. Number two, you take the tear and the rent part of the garment and you turn it behind you, so you're not seeing it. And the kibbutz amita, you have to make alchova. You have to put the beds upright.
Yeah.
Right, that you do. You make them upright. You must do them on Shabbos because you're not supposed to show these signs of avelus on Shabbos. But neter is rishus. What's neter? That's rishus. Ne'ilas ha-sandal. And that, when it says rishus, the Rush points out if it's a rishus, that means you have to do it. Which means you have to keep the but not everyone agrees with that. He says ne'ilas ha-sandal, that you wear regular shoes, you wear your leather shoes. Tashmish hamita, which is interesting. You're permitted to have tashmish hamita. I guess you have a chiyuv to have tashmish hamita on Shabbos when you're an avel. But I guess rishus also can mean that you are permitted to, you know, so you have to. And rechitzas yadayim v'raglayim v'chamin aris, and washing your hands and your face in the evening with warm water. No, Muki points out, provided the water has been warmed up before Shabbos. You obviously can't warm the water on Shabbos. That is a rishus. Those things are permitted to be done, I guess, because those things are not considered. Those things are not considered outward expressions of avelus. You can't have any outward expressions of avelus on Shabbos. These things, I guess, are considered dvarim b'tzina. So if you hold that dvarim b'tzina are knowing on Shabbos, so these things these things you're permitted to do on Shabbos, meaning you're permitted to, you're obligated to not do. If it's a rishus, the rush says you're obligated to not do, and therefore you continue wearing the shoe, right? Continue wearing the shoe.
We wear regular shoes on Shabbos.
Right. Because these are outward expressions of avelus. Correct. Okay.
So why is outward okay?
Because you're not allowed to have any
Shabbos.
So you can't, if you didn't wear the sandal.
Mm-hmm.
No, these are not outward. These are dvarim shebetzina.
What?
Okay, we'll get to that. The Rav Amar, Rav says, Af Priyas Harosh Rishus. Even Priyas Harosh is Rishus, that you're supposed to keep your head covered. You're supposed to keep your head covered. Ushmuel, Maishna Nidlas Hasandal Rishus. Why does he say the Nidlas Hasandal Rishus? Because if you're not wearing shoes, that's pretty clear. So he says, the lab kuli alma abidi disanim sanayu. Not everybody wears shoes, so it's not a clear expression of avelus. So not everyone wears shoes. So they, even if they're not an avel, not everybody wears shoes. So therefore, if an avel is not wearing shoes, it's not clear that he's an avel. This is Dvarim Shebetzina. This would be in the house. Outside, you can't do anything. But this may be even outside the house, right? Right, because Rashi says Priyas Harosh Shemegala Evel Rosho B'Shabbos. The Evel has to, you know, reveal his head on Shabbos. The Eino Mishatef, and he does not cover it. The Chazeres Kerel Acharav V'Zikas Mitzvah B'Chova B'Shabbos. Those obligated on Shabbos. And he says Ne'ilas Hasandal the Lav Kulei Alma. Not everybody, I guess, takes off their shoes, wears shoes on Shabbos. Below, not everyone is wearing shoes on Shabbos. So if you don't wear shoes on Shabbos, below mucha to evelu, it's not clear. It's not a clear indication of avelus. So they say that to Shmuel. If that's the case, Priyas Harosh Nami. Priyas Harosh also should be permitted to be done on Shabbos because lav kuli alma abidi demagalu rashayu. Because not everybody. Not everybody walks around with their head uncovered, with their face uncovered on Shabbos. The Afal Pisha Misatefar, she says, Lo Mechzik Avel. So even if you're wrapped up, you do with the Satifa, even if you're wrapped up with the Satifa, it's not a clear indication that you're an Avel. If it's not a clear indication that you're an Avel, then you should be doing that on Shabbos.
Why should you keep your head wrapped?
Keeping your head wrapped. So Shmuel says, no, so Shmuel Tamayi, Shmuel is going in accordance with the Shitaso, the Amar Shmuel, Kol Kera She'ena V'Shaschimam Enu Kera. Any rent of the garment that is not done during when you feel the burning, you know, loss, shastimum, does not constitute a halachic tear. It's not a halachic rent of your garment. They call atifa she'enek atifa shishma'elim ena atifa. And the atifa that the avel has to do is this atifa shishma'elim, which is Rav Nachman shows, Rav Nachman I'd go with the dikna, like all the way down to like the chit. So Shmuel says, no. The atifa that the avil has to do is a clear indication that he's an avil. So that atifa you may not do on Shabbos. Therefore, it's not a rishus; it's a chovah that you would not do it on Shabbos. Everyone else is saying, oh, people wrap their faces up on Shabbos. Yeah, but not like an atifa shishmeila. So according to Shmuel, it is a clear indication that you're an avil if you were wrapped that way. Okay. So Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yaakov says the name of Yochanan. Lo shanu. Right, lo shanu. Rashi says, lo shanu. Ela she'ein lo min alayim biraglav. Yeshu min alam biraglav min alam lochi chavalav. He says that this only state made the statement. They only made the statement. Rashi says that prius harosh b'shabish Shabbos that sarach legalos chotmo b'safmo b'zekeno. Right, shahayim mechusav b'me'evlo lo diakin evim Shabbos. That the obligation that you must uncover your face on Shabbos, that only applies if you are not wearing shoes. But if you are wearing the shoes and your face is covered, that's fine. Because heck, the fact that you're wearing shoes, people realize that you're not an avil. So if you're not, so only time to uncover your face if you are not wearing the shoes. Right? Rashi says again, right? Elo she'emel v'raglav, al yesh minala v'raglav, minala mochich mala alav, de'eno avil. So the fact that you're wearing shoes is going to be proof that you're not avil. Aval de'eno avil, aval legalos rosho eno tzarech. But you don't have to uncover your head. The imbalis hatef b'tzina. Right, if you want to cover yourself, b'tzina, afilu kativas ha'yishma'elim emikachlum. Even like the tifa yishma'elim, you can do that b'tzina. That you can do privately. Okay.
Why do you take off the head covering in the week if you're not wearing?
You're not allowed.
So if you have one sign of veil, why
don't
you put the old signs?
You know the signs. Because it's not just a sign. When you're an avil, you have to keep the rules of avilus. On Shabbos, you have an issue now of keeping of the Catholic pressure of not keeping avilus publicly. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to ask about the next statement. The first statement was Shmuel said that the only time that a renting of a garment is considered fulfill your obligation is if you do it b'shas chima. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Kol kera she'eno b'shas chima eno kera va'amru lei l'Shmuel, because once they told Shmuel that Noach nafshei derav, that Rav passed away. So kara alea trace our money, and he rent 12 garments, tore 12 times. Okay?
13.
Shreisar is 12. That's the next line of the Gemara. Shreisar's tray is 12. Playsar is 13. Right? He rented 12 garments. Amar, he said, Azul Gavra to have him stafina mine. The man who I was afraid of, I was afraid of all his questions, I'm afraid of what he would ask me, has passed away. But you see that he tore 12 times, which means it's more than Shasimum. Why is he doing it 12 times? And
why can't it be
Shasimum
12 times?
So Amalei Rav Yochanan, they said to Rav Yochanan, Noach Nafshei to Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina passed away, Kara Alei, Tlesar Itzalei Milta, toward these 13 Itzalei Milta, these types of fancy garments, I guess. He also tore 13. So Amar Azul Gavra, that Mr. Vina Minei, also, the Gavra who was to pester me with questions died. The Gemara says, Shani Rabbanan. It's Rabbanan, it's different, because he did it at 12, they probably did it at different times. He did it at different times. But he says, like you, the Kaiba, they call Shaita, me, the Karish Masayu, Bishas Chimum Dami. Every moment that he remembered that he passed away was a Shas Chimum. So every time he remembered, he rent his garments. Tosas points out that you have a problem, because the Gemara a couple of days ago, Daf Chav, said that Mishan is Damin Lo Cholik B'Toch Zayin. Right, anyone who gets a new article of clothing on during Shiva has to rent it, has to tear it. That's not, even if it's not Shas Chimum, it doesn't say only if they tear it all the time, right? Tosa says, near the Hada Amr Le'el, Mishin is Damlo Chaluk B'Toch Zayin, Apal Pisha Enu Shas Chimum, he says, well, maybe Shema Dafka Kigon Shekara Kvar. Maybe it means that if you already ripped once, then you fulfilled your obligation. And if you put on a new article of clothing, so you rip it again. But that's not for the obligation of... Tosfos seems to indicate that there's an obligation to rip the clothing, and there's an obligation to be sitting in ripped clothing. But when during Shiva. But v'hacha mayri b'shlo kara dayin. And when he says that kol kerish einu b'shas chimum was not a kerub, that's only for the first one. The first one has to be b'shas. And then he says, inami... This kigosh ein lo cholak b'shari shona. If maybe he didn't have something to tear during at the first time, so then when he gets one, he has to return it again. But then Tosfos the last answer, more psychological, similar to what the Gemara just said. The linear the bechol shah sheyuchol is chameim al miso. I feel his mom merubach al miso. So kari shapir shasim. Like you said, Yossi, sometimes the shasim reappears. You have the pangs. They represent themselves and they can tear again. So that maybe that's going on at the Gemara. If you get a new chaluk, it's another shas chimum, so you can tear the clothing again. Okay.
Now we just do it once. Right,
but what would be? I don't know what the halacha would be if you're sitting at the during your velus and someone spills all the tomato sauce all over you, and you got to put on and it's disgusting. Put on a new article of clothing, you have to ask a child, you have to do the Kriya again. Maybe you have to do the Kriya again. I don't know. Okay. Amalei Rabin Bar Adda L'Rava. Rava Bar Adda says to Rava, Amar Talmidicha Rav Amram. Your Talmud Rav Amram quoted the following braisa, Tanya, which said, Avel Kol Shiva Koro Lefanov. All 7 days the tear has to be in the front. V'imbola Hachlif. If he wants to change his shirt, Machlif. Yeah, he could change his shirt with Korea, but he has to tear that new one. On Shabbos, Karola Acharav, he has to put a tear behind him because he can't have the public sign of Avelis. Vimbala Hachlif Machlif, and he wants to, he can switch his shirt. The Eno Korea, and he doesn't tear. But you see here again, the Gemara is saying that if he switches, he has to tear his clothing again, which means to indicate that even Shalom Shaschimim. So the Gemara says, Kitanyahi Bechabod Avav Imo. That's talking about Kavod Aviv Imo. Rashi says, and he only quotes Kavod Aviv Shanu, Avalakule Alma Ain Kore El Bashashimam. That's only for your parents, that if you got the new piece of clothing, you would rip it again. But for everybody else, you don't have to. It's only for Kavod Aviv Imo. Okay. Oson Kroyin.
We hope that on Shabbos you change your clothes. Right?
Correct. And you do not have to. And that's what the Bryce said. In Bola Hakif Mahlif Ain Korea. On Shabbos, if you want to change your clothing, you don't tear it. Osan Korin mis achin or ein mis achin. So that kriya that you did, can you sew it up or not sew it up? I thought we talked about sewing it up a few days ago. It was on Monday. Okay, it says over here, pligaba abua.
You shouldn't leave it, you should just sew it up.
Right, we said different ways. It's different set, shloshim with it.
Right.
Okay, so pligaba abua the raboshia bir kapara. There's a machlok has been the father of Oshia and bar kapara. So chad amar ein mis achin. One says you may not sew it up. The Chadam Mesachin. One says you can sew it up. So Tistayim Davua the Rav Oshia Damer Emesachin. Let us conclude that it's the father of Oshia who says that you may not sew it up. Why? Because Rav Oshia, his son, said that you may not sew it up. The Amr of Oshia ain't Mesachin. You may not sew it. So who did Rav Oshia hear it from? Miman Shamalei Lav Me Avua. Then he must have heard this from his father. So Rav Oshia says you may not sew it up. Must mean that his father told him you may not sew it up. So Gemara says no. You have a problem over here because. Yes, Rav Oshia is his father's son, but he's also the Talmud of Bar Kapara. He says, "Lo, mi Bar Kapara Rabbi Shamilei." Maybe he's quoting what he heard from his Rebbe, from his Rebbe Bar Kapara, who said, "You may not sew it up." So, did he hear it from his father, or did he hear it from his Rebbe? Don't know. So, therefore, we can't prove whether the father of Oshia or Bar Kapara, which one said which regarding sewing up the torn article of clothing. Amar Rava, Rava says, Avel mitayel du unkili besoch beso. The Avel can walk around, I believe this is on Shabbos. The Avel can walk around on Shabbos with this torn tunic, I think. Right, is that what it means?
Yeah.
This torn tunic besoch beso. Abaye ashechid la Rav Yosef, Abaye found Rav Yosef. The Paris Sudra Aresha is on Shabbos as well, that he wrapped his head on Shabbos, but Azza Ubate Bivesi, and he was walking around his house. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi says to Rav Yosef, Lav Svarul Amar Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. So he says, don't you hold that there's no such thing as Avelus on Shabbos? So Amar Lei, so Rav Yosef says back to him, Hacha Amar Rav Yochanan, this is what Rav Yochanan says, Dvarim Shemitzin Anoheg. Tvarim Shemitzin Anoheg, this is why Tosis pointed out before, that even though before Rav Yochanan asked Shmuel, and Shmuel answered Ein Avelus B'Shabbos, Rav Yochanan did not accept that answer, because there is Avelus B'Shabbos, only Dvarim Shemitzin Anoheg on Shabbos.
You wear a torn shirt on Shabbos?
I guess so. He seems to overhear that he was.
What's not considered?
Nowadays, very little. Because we don't have the Ativas HaRosh, we don't have Megala the shoulder, you don't have the beds turned over.
Right.
I'm not sure. Very little would be public. No one goes out anyway.
Right.
You go out to shul.
Not everybody does. Doesn't depend on how many lanings you're going to have in your house. That's the middle. Right. Yeah. Well, that's a different. Yeah, I know that you do that. But I have a big problem with that midrash. And I'm not the only one. Major problem with that midrash because you're saying Nichum Avelim on Shabbos, which is Farhesia Farhesia.
Right.
You're doing it.
I don't disagree.
Shabbos, right?
It's after the Chadog, it's before Meir, but if it's an early Shabbos, maybe. Besides the fact that the Gemara in Brachos that says that Bekoshi Hitiru Nichum Avelim on Shabbos. And also Bikur Cholim was the same thing. And they came up with a different text that you have to say, like for the Refuah, it says, you don't say Refuah Shlema, you say Shabbos Yim Lizik Refuah Krovu Lovo. You change the text. And here, Bedak, you're saying exactly the same text that you said during the week. So I'm not exactly sure. I'm
trying to remember when did the Avelim come into Shul on Friday night? Is that before Mizmor?
Right after Bo'i B'Sholem, right before Mizmor. But it's late already. It's already Shabbos. It's already Shabbos. It's already Shabbos. What do you mean? You're not Mekabel. Most point, you're Mekabel Shabbos by that. Because it is Shabbos, except for guys who walk in late. On an early Shabbos, you can say, there are three shittos, I don't remember which, all three of, when you're actually Mekabel Shabbos, when you daven. Right? Is it Barku? Is it Mizmor Shir? But you're Makabel Shabbos there already. It's right before, after you finish the Chaboy V'Sholom. You just said, welcome Shabbos. Then the other walks in and you say, Amokim Yinachem. It doesn't sound established to me that makes sense. Okay. Svar doesn't do it. Why not? I mean,
Because
the Mamad
Lincoln do something.
Uh-huh. Okay, so maybe it's on my list, I'll give a check to Nusuk Smart on that one. Okay.
We don't do it there.
Okay. Maybe that's the reason. Okay. Tosos says that it says Amar Rav Yochanan Varsha Batina Noheg. So he says Pasuk Bahal Hilchos Gedolos Kirab Yochanan. The Bahag passing like Rav Yochanan, the Dvarim Shmitzinah are noeg. Lafuki mi Rabu Shmuel, as opposed to Rabu Shmuel, the Amri Lael Tashmish Hamita Rishus with Dvarim Shmitzinahu. Before we said that Tashmish Hamita was a Rishus, meaning since it wasn't an outward expression, you could probably do it on Shabbos. We possibly can't do it on Shabbos. And then Tosfos points down later. He goes, well, didn't we just say the Apagav the Kaimalon Halacha Kedivrei Hamekel? Didn't we say that Halacha like Divrei Hamekel by Avelis? This was your question a few days ago. So luck with different makel, therefore you shouldn't have any of it. So machlokas, Tosfos says, "Hanin milim machlokas shel tanoim." We only say halacha with different makel if it's a machlokas tanoim, not if it's a machlokas amoroi. That's Tosfos points out. He says, "Hanin milim machlokas shel tanoim, aval milsa de amoroi lo amoron." We don't say halacha with different makel. So maybe that answers the question that you had a few days ago.
That's a parameter.
It's understand. You have to figure out what the reason is behind that parameter, but at least they have a parameter now. I mean, I'm not sure if the question you asked the other day was dealing with the Malchus Tanoim or Malchus Amoraim. Got to go back to the notes, yes.
Okay.
Go back to the lecture.
In a minute.
Okay. The Mishnah then said, Rav Elazar Amar, Mishachar Beis HaMidrash Atzeres K'Shabbos. Rav Elazar said that when the Beis HaMidrash was destroyed, and therefore there was no Tashlumim, Atzeres, when Shavuos had a din of Shabbos regarding knocking off the Avelus, and therefore, Rav Elazar said, that Atzeres K'Lek Shabbos, it doesn't knock off. As we go back to the Mishnah, then the Mishnah's on the test. Right, the Mishnah said that Regalim Mafsik Ve'ino Olin, Rav Elazar says Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Atzeres K'Shabbos that it doesn't. That Atzeres is like Shabbos, meaning it's Ola and it's not Mafsik. And then Rabbi Gamliel said that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like the Regalim. And the Chachamim said no, that Atzeres is like the Regalim and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like Shabbos. We end up passing like Rabbi Gamliel, who says that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are like the Regalim, and we also get the passing that Atzeres is like the regular Regalim as well. So the only thing that doesn't count, the only thing that counts and doesn't knock off, is Shabbos. So Amar Rav Gidol bar Menasya, Amar Rav Shmuel, Halacha ki Rav Gamliel. The Halacha is like Rav Gamliel. So Tosfos asks, wait a second. This is Rav Gamliel is a Tana. There's a Machlokas Gabbai Avelus Tanaim, why do you have to tell me that the Machlok of Gamliel, he's the Makil? He says it knocks it off. So he says because it can turn out to be a Chumra also. It could turn into a Chumra. Tosfos says, Tema, Kevin Amr Shmuel, Halacha, Kedibri, Makil, Evel, Amai, Itzrich, Mefsik, Halacha, Gamliel, the Shloma, the Chumra Nami, it's also a Chumra. Din Kavru, let's say you buried somebody, Arab Yontif, below Hayo Shah, Achas, Linho, Go, Avelis, and you didn't have time to be no Avelis. Oh, Kavru, Nacharim, Yonto, whatever it is, all right, Im Haim Kiragolim, Einam Olim, Aminu Shiva, Vim Vishavas Olim. If it's before Yontif, then you'd have to wait after Yontif and count a full Shiva. But if it's before Shabbos, that would count as the day, and you would be losing a day. So therefore, the Yontif itself, the Gamliel's din, could turn out to be a Chumrah. So you have to paskin one way or another. Okay. So Rav Gidol bar Ranasio, Amar Rav Shmuel, Halacha ki Rav Gamliel. The Ika Damasti, Lahadar Rav Gidol. Some say this is what Rav Gidol said, completely unrelated, right? Isa Damasti, Lahadar Rav Gidol bar Ranasio, Ahal Kol Lamed Yom, for the first 30 days. Vatinuk, right? Rashi says, Ben Lamed Yom. But in other words, the Tinuk was not viable but after 30 days. Tinuk Yotze Bechik. The Tinuk goes out, not in an Aram. Goes out in the Chik. The Nikvar is buried, not publicly, but Isha Achas with one woman, Ushnei Anashim and two men, so you don't violate Yichud. Avalobi Isha Echad Ushnei Anashim, not with one man and two women, then there'll be a Yichud problem. But Avashmul Amar, there's no Yichud problem here because it's you're Torah in the sadness. Avashal Amar, Afi Isha Echad Ushnei Anashim, you don't, there's no problem with that. The idea is that you don't have a whole big ceremony. The Ain Omnim Allah Bashura, and you don't, there's no standing in the rows for the Avelim. The Ain Omnim Allah Birchas Avelim Tachume Avelim. Basically, it's a minimal type of Avelus for the non 30-day-old baby. Ben Shloshim, it's a 30-day-old baby. Yotze Bedeluskama, it goes on the sort of this casket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Deluskama on the Tanas Beketef. It's not a casket that you have to carry on your shoulders. Elon, he tells Vagapayim. I guess it's something you can hold with two people can hold, they can carry. It's Derek Kavod, that two people carry it. But Omer Lav Shura, you stand with the Shura, but Omer Lav Birchas Avelim Tachumi Avelim. And you do the Shura, and you say the Birchas Avelim, and you say the Tachumi Avelim. Then Yud Beis Chodesh, if it's a 12-month-old viable baby, Yotze B'mita. Then you go out with a full-fledged casket, a full-fledged bed that you use to bury people. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Who ben shana ve'ivorik ben shtayim, or who ben shtayim ve'ivorik ben shana? No, it's either, you need to either be two or look like a two-year-old. You need to be the size of a two-year-old. Meaning, if you're a one-year-old, it looks like a one-year-old, you don't get the mita. Rabbi Akiva Omer ben shana ve'ivorik ben shtayim, he's a year-old, but he's as big as a two-year-old. Or who ben shtayim ve'ivorik ben shana, or if he's a two-year-old, even though he looks like a one-year-old, then yotze b'mita. You have to determine the size of the baby. Really, a two-year-old baby has to go out. Is the one who gets the full-fledged treatment. But if it's a one-year-old, it looks like a two-year-old, you do it as well. Who determines what looks like a one-year-old? You know, the doctor's checking the chart to see if he's in the 50th percentile or not. I mean, I don't know.
How does a two-year-old
look like a one-year-old? So he says that. A two-year-old looks like...
Ben Shtayev, Ben Shana.
I mean, it's a two-year-old is the threshold. But if either you are a two-year-old or you look like a two-year-old. Okay. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer Hayotze b'mita, someone who asks the point where he goes to b'mita, which means he's either above 1 year old or above 2 year old, according to Rabbi Kiva. Then Rabim matzivim alav. The Rabim feel his pain. Ain yotze b'mita, and I guess they go out his pain, and they do they do the whole shebang. Ain yotze b'mita, ain Rabim matzivim alav. If he's not yotze b'mita, then they don't do that. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer Nikola Rabim. Rabim is asking, you know, if he's recognizable to the public, then the public have to deal with him. Ain Nikola Rabim. Ain is asking, you know, but if he's not, I mean, if he's so young, or he's kept inside, then the Rabim do not have to be metapa with him.
So,
he doesn't get the full fledged treatment, whatever the full fledged treatment was. He doesn't get.
I understand what Ain Rabim is asking, but you know, kid died.
You do it privately. It's done privately. It's not done with it's not done with all the fanfare. Maybe they don't come make shiva calls. Maybe they don't do. Maybe so. The Gemara says umahin behesped. So what does it have to do with what about hespedim? At what point do you make hespedim or not? So if Meir Rishim or Mishmala Omer aniim b'nei shalosh. You start making hespedim for a poor person if they died after 3 years old. Ashirim b'nei chamesh. Wealthy people 5 years old. I'm not sure what the difference is. Rashi says, "Aniyim b'nei shalosh." Lefisha ani mitzdar abon of Yosim in Asher. Lefisha eno simcha cheres. It's very tough for me to swallow. A poor person loves his child more than a wealthy person does. I don't know if that's okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, he raises it. He says, Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Yishmael, Aniyim b'nei chamesh, Ashirim b'nei sheish. U'b'nei zekeinim b'nei aniyim. And the children of the elders are like the children of aniyim, so they would get either three or five. And Amar Rav Gidol b'Manasseh, Marav, Halach to Rabbi Yehuda, Sh'amar b'nei mishim Rabbi Yishmael. We pass on the second day, who says that it's aniyim, hesvedim with their five, Ashirim at six. Okay. Next. Fascinating. The Gemara now. Darish Rav Anini Bar Sason at Piskad Bein Nesia. Rav Anini Bar Sason made the following drasha at the opening, the doorway of the Nasi's house, and says, Yom Echad Lefnei Atzeres, the Atzeres, Harei Kan Arba Asar. The day before Shavuos, and Shavuos itself counts as 14 days. How does that work? You sat one day, Atzeres stops the Shiva, done, that's 7 days, and then Atzeres itself is a 7 day yontif, knocks off 7 days, just like Pesach and Shavuos. It knocks off Shloshim of seven days. It counts as 7 days for Shloshim. Rashi says, Harei Kan Abasar, the Atzeres Chashuv Kishiva. Atzeres itself counts as 7 days. Vzehu Yom Shelifnei Asheres Chashuv Zayin. The day that he sat, even a moment, right, when you see in a minute, even a moment, that counts as 7 days. And comes Atzeres, it counts for another 7 days. So when he's finished, right, when he's finished, he only has, the 7 plus 7 is 14, so he's 16 days, he has 16 days to go, right? My math is right. 16 days to go. So Rashi says, Atzeres Chashuv Kishiva, Vzehu Yom Shelifnei Atzeres Chashuv Zayin, Disavar Ki Hatayna El, we hold like the other, like the Beis Hillel, basically, Dam Rafil Yom Echad Afil Shach, that's not like our Mishnah that said that you need 3 days for Yatif to knock you off, you just need either 1 day or 1 hour, Ukamad Amar Atzeres Karagolim, and he doesn't hold like our, the town in our Mishnah who says that Atzeres after the Beis Hamidosh is like Shabbos, because Atzeres is like the Regalim. Shama Rabbi Ami heard the Ikvid, and he was Makvid. He took affront to what was said, but not to what was said. Amar Atu Didehi, the Rabbi Lazar Baroshahi. I don't care. You know, the content was fine, but you didn't quote it in the person's name. You didn't say it's not your own halacha. That's a member of a Lazar. That's the Rabbi Lazar Amar Baroshahi. So you should have said it in Raboshi's name. Same thing. Darish Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Akila de Reish Galusa, and Yitzchak Nafka also made the drasha by the Reish Galusa's house, and he said as well, Yom Echot Neatzeris, Batzeris, Harei Kanal Barasar, that counts as 14. And Shamar Rav Sheshes heard, and Ikvid, and he was Makvid also. Amar Atu Didehi, this is your own memra, the Rav Elazar Amar Rav Oshahi. It's the statement of Rav Elazar Amar Rav Oshia. How do we know that? Because the Amar Rav Elazar Amar Rav Oshia, Minayin Latzeris, Sheyeshla Tashlumim Kol Shiva, how do we know that Atzeris has Tashlumim Kol Shiva? That Atzeres has a 7 day of Tash, 7 days of Tashlumim. And like Pesach has 7 days of Tashlumim for 7 days of Yantim. Shavuos, Sukkot is the same thing. How do you know that Shavuos has 7 days of Tashlumim? Shemar, the Pasuk says, this is in Re'eh, I guess, it says, B'chaga Matzos, B'chaga Shavuos, B'chaga Sukkos, right? It's B'chaga Matzos, B'chaga Shavuos, B'chaga Sukkos. My Chaga Matzos, Yishlo Tashlumim Kol Shiva, just like Pesach, or Chaga Matzos actually, has Tashlumim for all for 7 days. Ah Chaga Shavuos, Yishlo Tashlumim Kol Shiva. So too Shavuos has Tashlumim Kol Shiva. So, it's not like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Oshia actually made the statement that Yom Echal Lefnei Atzeres and Atzeres is 14 days. They made a statement regarding Atzeres that Atzeres has the din like the other Yom Tovim, that it is and it has Tashlumim for 7 days. If it has Tashlumim for 7 days, then it's compared to the other Yom Tovim, and just like the other Yom Tovim counts as 7 days for Shloshim, so to Atzeres counts for 7 days of Shloshim. But they were mockbid that you didn't say the member on the name of this other person. But they didn't say that. It's a leap. He's making a leap.
Yeah.
So why is so mockbid on them? He's trying. It's a logical deduction based on their memra, but it's not exactly what they said. And two people were very mockbid on it. Thought that was interesting. Okay. Next. Adrei Rapapa l'Rav Avya Sava v'darish. So Rapapa is talking to Rav Avya Sava and he makes a drasha. He says, Yom Echad Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, 1 day before Rosh Hashanah. Right? The mace dies right before Rosh Hashanah. And you were knowing a new Avelos for at least a moment of time, a sufficient amount of time before Rosh Hashanah. Vir Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah is for Harei Kan Arbasar. That's 14 days. That's 14 days because Rosh Hashanah is like the Regalim. So the 7 days of Shiva, 7 days of Shiva are 7 days of Shiva are gone because you sat, because Rosh Hashanah took away the 7 days, and Rosh Hashanah itself counts for 7 days. You only have 16 days left. Obviously, you're not going to get to the 16 days because Yom Kippur is going to come and knock off the rest.
We didn't say that, though. We're saying it now.
Saying it right now. But because the Mishnah said, if you pass him that Rosh Hashanah is like the Regalim, then it gets the same halachas as the Regalim. Which, even if it doesn't have Tashlumim, we're holding that it's not. They ask, the Ramban asks your question, Ron says, what are you talking about? The whole reason why we said that Tzeres is like the Regalim is because it has Tashlumim. Rosh Hashanah doesn't have Tashlumim. Tashlumim of what? It says Eilu Moedei Hashem. All the Moedim are compared together, so it gets the same. It gets the same halachas.
I'm trying to remember Tashlumim. If you have 7 days of Yom
Kippur, Tashlumim of Korbanos.
Huh?
Tashlumim of Korbanos.
Korbanos.
Right. That's what I knew. I wasn't clear. Tashlumim means Korbanos, so you can mock with the carbon for 7 days. Not Tashlumim for Yavelos. No. Okay. So, Amar Ravina, Hilka, therefore, make a deduction. Yom Echad Lifnei HaChag. So if you have 1 day before Sukkos, V'chag, V'shmini Shelo, Harei Kan Esrim V'Echad Yom. That's 21 days. Because Shmini Atzeres is like, well, all the Yom Tovim. So what happens? You were Noeg, day of Shiva, all right? Sukkos comes and knocks it off. Sukkos is self-counts for 7 days. The Sukkot knocked off the Shiva. Sukkos self-counts for 7 days. Right. Shmini Atzeres counts for another 7 days. That's 21 days after after Shmini Atzeres, you have 7 days of Shloshim yet. That left. That's it. Because you just did the 21 days. Okay. Harei Kan Esrim Yachad. So, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
21 days
you get? You get credit for 21 days. Because Shmini Atzeres is a regular Fnei Atzma. Ravina Ika Lusura de Pras. Ravina went to this place. Amalei Rechaviva Misura de Pras the Ravina. So we said, Rechaviva Misura de Pras as Ravina. Amar Mar, did you say, Yom Echa Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, Vir Rosh Hashanah, Hare Kan Arba Asar? Did you actually pass him that way? So Amalei, he says back to him, I didn't really pass him that way. On the Mistabra Karamil Hudamina, I was saying that Mistabra based on Rabbi Yom Shita, that Rosh Hashanah is like all the Yom Yom Tovim, that's what would be the halacha. Right. Alright, okay. They all asked, all the Rishonim asked, and this will finish. They all asked, what happened here? We said that, and we said it before, that Rosh Hashanah. What's the case again? Gotta get the question out. I think the Rosh says it better. The Rosh and Siman Tal Ches, Tosfos, and Mukhe Yosef, they all say, that Darish Ravani Bar Sosan Apilu Bin Asiya Yom Echal Etnei Hatzeres for Hatzeres Harei Kan Yudalin, and Rav Elazar said that Hatzeres has Tashlumim. So Hikshir Raivad, Michtei. Right, Rav Papa holds Erev Gamliel, and therefore he says that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are regalim. Right, that they are regalim. Now, so since Yom Kippur is a regal Fnei Atzmo, therefore it would knock off the Shloshim itself. So Lamali Chush Benadidei Bein Lichashivei Rosh Hashanah Shiva Bein Delo Chashivei El Chag Yoma. He mat the Rosh Hashanah Batul Gzeir Zayin. He mat the Yom Kippur Batul Gzeir Zlamet. Basically, said that. We had this whole thing. So if he dies the day before Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah comes and counts as Rosh Hashanah knocks off the Shiva. Rosh Hashanah itself counts as another seven, and therefore he is going to have 16 days left. Who cares about the calculation? Forget that Rosh Hashanah knocks off 7 days. Let's just say that Rosh Hashanah knocks off the Shiva, and then you go keep going for Shloshim. When are you going to go? You're going to go 10 more days anyway to Yom Kippur. Because then Yom Kippur itself should knock off the rest of Shloshim. So why do you care that Rosh Hashanah itself is going to count for 7 days? Whether it counts for 7 days or whether it doesn't count for 7 days, Yom Kippur is still going to knock you off, according to Rabbi Gamliel.
Why? Why is it knocking you off?
Because Yom Kippur is also a Moed. It's within 10 days.
It counts for 7 days.
But let's do the math. So Rosh Hashanah, the 7 days are Shiva, 7 days are gone. Then Rosh Hashanah is another 7 days. You have 16 days left. And then, no you don't. So Yom Kippur is, so let's just say Rosh Hashanah doesn't knock it off. And you still have 21 days left. No matter which way you do it, whether Rosh Hashanah counts for 7 days or not, you're going to finish Shloshim in 7 days by Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur is going to knock it off.
Why does it count for 7 days at the Shiva? Why does it knock it off?
Because you would know a day of Shiva before Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
And every Rosh Hashanah you sat. So it comes to Rosh Hashanah, Shiva's over. Now the Rosh Hashanah itself, the Gemara says, Rosh Hashanah itself counts for 7 days. Why do I care that Rosh Hashanah counts for 7 days? What's the nafkamina? By the time Yom Kippur rolls around, Shloshah is going to be over anyway. Whether...
Yom Kippur stops the entire Shloshah.
Right.
You know, this is very confusing. The Shiva's knocked off, those 7 days is knocked off because it's Yom Kippur.
Right.
But then the Yom Kippur... Shloshah, we said before, the Shloshah doesn't get knocked off.
It's not getting knocked off. We're just saying that there's a halacha now...
A full 30 days.
No, you don't, because that comes Yom Kippur is going to knock off Shloshah. A Yom Kippur knocks off Shiva, and the Yom Kippur knocks off Shloshah. So who cares that? We're going to say, oh, Rosh Hashanah counts for 7 days, and therefore you have 16 days left. Or even if Rosh Hashanah doesn't count for 7 days, and you have 21 days left, or 20 whatever days left, doesn't matter. Yom Kippur is going to knock it off and kill the Shloshah.
He's asking the same right question. It doesn't knock off, it just counts for 7 days.
No.
So no. Same question by Shmini Yetzeres then. Why 21 days? You have Shmini Yetzeres knock
that's it off. That's the question. It should knock it off.
It said 21 days.
It should knock it off.
Okay,
so that's the question also. So it should knock it off. That's the next part of it. Why are you saying? If you were a new knock, you have to go off the Shloshim. So he says the Tosos and the Raivin, they all answer. You look at Tosos here. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Like 8 lines from the bottom. It says, V'ein Nira. He says, "V'ein nira shum kusha klal." The hod the amar shmona yom and kodim a regel batal man gzeira shloshim. Right, that we have to. We said that yom tiv a regel is batal shloshim. When is that? That's hayu dafka hechad naga velo shiva yomim. It's only if you were knowing a full shiva. Aval zesh shelo naga velo kim yom echad lo armin yom kippur to batal shloshim. Says the idea that yom tiv can knock off shloshim is only if you sat a full shiva. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't have a yontif knock off shiva and knock off shloshim. You have to be knowing something.
Right.
So if you were knowing a full shiva,
even better. Forget about Rosh Hashanah. If somebody died erev Yom Kippur,
right?
So you have 1 day Yom Kippur,
right?
You have 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot,
right?
So
according to Tosfos, you're not. According to Tosfos, you're not.
I'm
not sure. According to Tosfos, you're not. Tosfos and the Rosh.
According to this, you're not.
You're not. According to this, you cannot double dip.
Yeah.
You can't double dip.
It's not double dip.
It is double dip. You double dip.
That's not how we
pass. Is it? Is that not how we pass? I don't know. So we pass.
There is no
shlishim
you have to do.
So we pass.
Not that to a
based on this, it can't be a shlishim.
Right. So maybe we're going that because the Ramban answers the question and says, "Ein achanami." Ramban says, "Ein achanami." It's going to knock it off. The idea over here was, okay, so it doesn't have a halachic ramification, but at least it's telling that we're passing like Rabbi Gamliel. If you say that it's, you know, that the idea was there's a machlokas in the Mishnah as to whether or not Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah are like a regalim. So comes this member and says, yeah, it's like a regalim, so it would count for 7 days. Yeah, in this scenario, it would knock off the whole Shloshim, but I'm proving also that it counts like the regalim.
Comes and takes away the
Shiva.
The Shiva. And takes care of Shloshim. You have nothing, no avails at all.
Huh?
Except for that
little time. The quirk in the calendar. That's what happens. That's how it works. That's got to be very tough for the Avel. The whole idea, for Shiva is the Tarkumim and the psychological aspect to it. So that's very, very difficult. Okay, you know, we'll pick on the Mishnah tomorrow. I'll stop here. Have a good day.